Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show. Hey, Cleaning Nation. So excited to have you, be with you, see you. Today, we are talking about a topic that I know is near and dear to your hearts because I'm probably asked about this as much, if not more, than any other freaking thing in the world by you guys. And that is systems. So we're going to talk about how to fast track your systems for success today. It's a tough topic because there's so much misinformation and beliefs, and there's just a lot going on. We're going to do the best we can to distill it down and give you the most value we can in 20 minutes. So today, fast track your systems for success. I've got my tea here. I did too much coaching yesterday. I think I shot my voice, and I've got a bunch of coaching today, so I'm going to do my best to protect it so I won't probably be ranting and screaming as much as I usually do. But I'm going to try and keep the energy high, and sorry for the gross sipping of tea noises. All right, let's talk about how to fast track your systems for success. The problem is we want to be free to work on our business as opposed to in it, right? We want to be working on projects that we can do once and we'll build a business and we don't have to continually do them, as opposed to in it where we're constantly cleaning or haranguing or doing payroll or driving, any of that silly stuff that doesn't really pay very well. Systems are what we need to run your business while you build your business. So it's kind of tough because it's like a chicken and the egg situation, right? Like, how do I run my business and create systems, right? That's building your business when I don't have systems to run it, right? So we kind of start with this whole chicken and the egg where I'm too busy cleaning and doing this and doing it and doing it and doing it. I don't have time to build systems. But the problem is systems are exactly what we need, especially in times of upheaval when things are going nuts. And as we're recording this, we're kind of in the middle of the COVID. I think we're on the down slide. Let me know in the chat, right? I've got my own thing. Let me know in the chat where you feel like we are in the COVID. Are we still on the uphill, still getting worse? Are we at the peak where it's the worst of the worst? Or today, April 28th, are we kind of on the backside, the downside? Would love to know your guys' feedback. Let me know. So that said, we need systems all the time, but especially in upheaval. And the problem with business is we're always going to be in upheaval, right? The time I'm recording this, the world's in upheaval with the COVID thing. But even when the world's not in upheaval, every business I've known has two or three or four or five good, big kind of crises throughout a year. And systems are what we need to really overcome that. Hello, Elaine and Daisy and Mark says, love the positive vibes you promote. Glad you're feeling that. All right. Hannah says it's getting better and everyone's getting track. Everyone's getting sick of things getting closed. I am sure about that part of it. All right. So the cost of this is if we don't have systems, what ends up happening, I've seen this as a coach over and over, and that's what I'm trying to keep you guys and gals from today, is you run yourself ragged without getting results and you get burned out and eventually you quit. Jennifer says, I'm not sure where we are, but business for me is back to normal and also a new clean today. That is fantastic, Jennifer. I love that attitude. That's exactly right. Certainly want to keep kind of abreast of what's going on in the world, but I love Jennifer just going, I know where my world's at. And not as a matter of fact, I'm going to decide where my world's at and here's where it's at, which is fantastic. Ashley says she's loving the daily Facebook lives. Fantastic. All right. So again, the cost, if we don't have the systems, you're going to run yourself ragged. You're going to get burned out and eventually quit. The flip side of that is we have so many of our clients, part of the struggle that we have to, you are welcome, Jennifer. Part of the struggle we have to work with is they've spent years, sometimes decades, working in their business. They know how hard it is to clean and to do the invoicing, to buy supplies and to get customers and try and do everything, right? Where really we've got this hard job that doesn't actually pay all that well as opposed to a business. And we teach them the systems and processes they need to have the business work for them as opposed to them doing it. They really have to get over a mental block because there's this fear of, holy crap, if I spent the last 10 years doing all this, making $5,000 a month, how on God's green earth can I do a tenth of the work and make the same $5,000 a month? There's that mental shift that we've got to get. So that's one of the things that we got to make sure that we're dealing with, we put into systems. We have to believe and be okay with elevating what we do and getting paid even though we don't do it. A lot of it's that an internal belief of, I don't clean it, it's not fair for me to collect money on it. And we've definitely got to get over that. And that can stop us from putting systems into place. So another thing that'll kill us is this belief of, quote-unquote real things, right? Equipment, cars, advertising, office space, operations managers. This is where I need to invest my time and money, right? Systems is just kind of this concept, right? Like a car you can sit in and drive, and you know that, you know, it was worth 10 grand when you bought it. If you go on Auto Trader today, maybe it's worth 8 grand, but you kind of have this concrete thing. Whereas a system really has kind of no inherent value right off the bat. The trick is, I've sold a couple seven-figure businesses, and the weird thing is, it's reversed when you're selling. When buyers come with a lot of money, Omar says, I just said a proposal with my eyes closed. That's the only way to set him, Omar. God bless you. When we go to sell a business, believe it or not, the systems and culture and kind of the soft things that you can't see are really what people buy. Not that obviously they'll go, okay, the blue book for this car is this much, and this building you own is that much, and kind of the assets go for just what they're worth. You don't get extra money for them. The systems and processes that you have, that's where we get paid. So it is, especially for newer entrepreneurs, easy. Hey, Cecilia, good to have you, sister. Easy for newer entrepreneurs to say, I'm going to buy stuff. Like I said, advertising is great, but, office space, operations managers, equipment, cars, and because they know that they can kind of see it. But the reality is, the real values and the systems and the processes and the culture, the soft stuff, and that's why we get paid so much to create it, is because, It's a lot easier to hire an operations manager than it is to build a culture of success and of fun and of commitment and being down with the cause. So the reality is, if you want to have a real business that's a lot of value in the marketplace to you or to a buyer, if you want to sell it, you invest in yourself first, because you are the asset of the company, good or bad, right? If you don't know what you're doing and you're confused, you're still the main asset of the company, and that's gonna handicap you. And people don't get that, right? Like, well, if I buy a car, if I buy this, if we don't invest in you first, nothing we can buy is going to be any good. I promise you, this coaching business I've got now, we've got a team, all sorts of stuff. If you would have handed this to me when I was 20, I would have immediately burned it to the ground, not out of spite, just because my lack of ability to just who I was wasn't enough to handle it. So we always have to start with the owner, always invest in that first. And again, it's tough because when we're investing in ourselves, it's books, it's courses, it's systems, it's kind of our own internal knowledge. And it's hard to really see the value. I buy a car for 10 grand. I know at least today, hopefully it's worth 10 grand. I buy a course, I read a book, I invest in a live event, any sort of things into myself. It's like, how do you quantify that? But the reality is, that's where you go first. Second is our people, right? We want to make sure we have systems to constantly be pouring into our people. One of my favorite quotes is that relates to that, because people always go, what if I pay a bunch of money to educate my people and then they leave? Well, what if you don't pay any money to educate your people and they stay, right? Now, that's the expensive one. So we're gonna invest in our time and money in ourselves first, our people second, and then systems. And if you, the trick is, with all those things, all of those are kind of unseeable, right? If I read a book or invest $100,000 in a mastermind group or anywhere in between, you look at me before, during, and after, you might not know a difference right off the bat. Whereas if I buy an office space, I can at least point to the office space and go, there, that's my space. The problem is, the high dollar stuff is the stuff that's scary. Investing ourselves and our team and our systems, the low dollar stuff is where we start, which is like, office space and toilet paper and stuff like that. So, and there's a place for that, but it's fourth. So number one is you, number two is your people. Because remember, you're your number one people. You're, of all your employees, you have the biggest leverage to move the needle of your business. Your employees are second, then would come systems and processes. And way, way, way down after you've got those things locked, then we invest in stuff, right? Stuff that we can lay our hands on. So that's a big concept we've got to switch. And until we make that switch, you're likely going to struggle. It's really hard to build a big business if you don't build a big owner first, right? The next piece is, and this is something I'm still working on. So I coach it when I see it, and I'm still working on this myself. We've got this belief, especially when it comes to systems, I have to have everything perfect before I tell my employees, before I implement it, before I execute. Everything's got to just be perfect. That's not the case. Nothing will ever be perfect. And guess what? You can't get it perfect until you execute it. So we kind of, I used this example of the Millionaire Masterminds yesterday. We're sitting in front of, I think it was them, we're sitting in front of a fire saying, give me some heat and then I'll give you wood. And that's not how it works. We have to give the wood before we give the heat. So before we can have a perfect system, we have to execute it. We have to do it and watch it break, and then we can fix it. So we're saying, I'm going to sit and think about the perfect system, and it's supposed to come to me. and the system's going, you have to implement a bad system before you can make a good system. So really, really, hey, Veronica, good to see you. And JC says, preserving in New Jersey. If you want to hang with the big dogs, you can't pee like a puppy. I'd never heard it said that way, but that's art in words, JC. So yeah, the big thing is we, to a degree, and this is why we like having systems, because we have more freedom to kind of do this. I like the ready, fire, aim, right? At some point, we've got to do something. You can't steer a parked car. So we don't wait for the system to be perfect. We identify what's not working in our business, which has a system. So this other thing, people come to me and go, I need systems. I always tell them, you have systems. You just need better systems, right? You're like, no, you don't understand. Like, everything's chaos. There's no system for anything. There is a system. The system might be to do whatever any employee thinks he should do at the spur of the moment. That's a system. It's a terrible system, but it's still a system. So the reality is, we have to understand we already have systems in place. So as opposed to trying to go from a terrible system that just kind of happened that you didn't really intentionally implement to the perfect system, which doesn't exist, we need to go to the middle one of, here's my first shot at a system. Maybe it'll work, maybe it won't. I don't know, but I'll for sure get data, right? And then we can evolve that system really quickly. Once it's in place, we can see it working or not working. So get off of the, it's got to be perfect before, and everything's got to be all done and work together. Pick a low-hanging fruit or part in your business that's not working. Let's try and fix that, execute. And if we make it worse, at least we have more data. That's okay. So be okay with ready, fire, aim. And again, that's why we love doing the coaching. We can kind of give you a infrastructure of systems and processes and steps. So it's like, if you follow these steps, they're like bumpers, right? You might go a little off, but then we're going to on a bowling alley, right? You may not get a strike, but at least you're not going to jump the lane, right? If you start going over here, we're going to bump you back to the middle. So that's a nice reason to kind of have systems without having to figure it out on your own, because that can get expensive and tiresome. The other thing when it comes to fast tracking your systems for success, people go, they overvalue systems. So the first thing we do is undervalue system, right? It's not a car. It's not a piece. It's not a buffing equipment. It's not a gross of toilet paper. So it doesn't have any value. That's undervaluing. It couldn't be further from the truth. The other mistake we make is overvaluing systems, right? If I just had the perfect employee handbook, this 327 page document of everything, then my whole business would be perfect. Everything would be great. That's overvaluing systems, right? The reality is, again, first, that there's a reason systems are third. Not that they're not important. Third's still pretty important, but they're built behind you and your employees. Until you have the right employees, the best systems in the world aren't going to do a dang bit of good. So once you've got the right leader, you, and we've got to work on that first, and then we've got the right employees, then systems can be a game changer. But without the right leader and the right employees, people will just ignore your systems, right? Even if you had the perfect book that was like, here's exactly what to do, people aren't going to look at the book. They're not going to remember the book. They're going to do what they want to do. So we always have to get the right people first. And that's really core values and culture. And we'll talk about that. It's really a conversation for a different day. Tracy says, perfection is the killer of progress and profit. Yes, yes, 1,000 times yes. I had a coach. I've invested in my own coaching, hundreds of thousands of dollars. And he said, do you think you're a perfectionist? I said, absolutely. He said, how has that been serving you? And initially I thought, good, right? I always get crap done. I'm the owner, right? People come to me to solve it. And I realized, to get me from kind of zero to the moderate amount of success I'd had, it had served me. But to get to the next level of having other people be great and other people solve problems and me be able to be away from the business, it wasn't going to serve me at all. So absolutely, perfection is absolutely the killer of progress and certainly profit. JC says, fail often and progression, not perfection. Correct on all counts. I might just let you guys do the coaching. You guys are absolutely nailing it. So the other thing is, so we don't want to go to, if it's not something I can put value on, it's worthless, right? Wrong. And we don't want to be like, if I just had systems, everything would be perfect. Wrong. You first, employees second, systems third, everything else fourth. And then also that belief, if I just had a binder, everything would be great. The reality is, good systems are easy to update, easy to access, easy to understand, easy to create. We go into this a little deeper in our training, but the big thing is just video yourself or your staff training whatever person for whatever job, and upload that into, like, we have a membership site for you guys. Well, guess what? We have membership sites for our employees, right? We have a director of operations or enrollment coach. We have videos of exactly how to do that. And the videos were, when I hired someone and trained them, I just videoed myself doing it and then I played it for the next guy. So see what a simple system that is, with zero binders or any of that hard stuff. Here's another thing that absolutely gets people to stumble, and it breaks my heart, because I think people really believe this and they use it as an example not to succeed, or not as an example not to succeed, but an excuse not to succeed. And it really does break my heart, which is, I don't have the money to pay for systems or to pay for someone else or to follow in someone, to get a real coach or a real mentor to help me. I just don't have the money. The sad thing is, so I'm just going to have to figure it out myself, right? And the sad thing is, if you don't have money to pay a mentor to learn from his mistakes or her mistakes, you most certainly don't have money to figure it out on your own, right? Like, that's like saying, I don't have time to do this thing right. Well, if you don't have time to do it right, you most certainly don't have time to do it wrong six times before you get it right. So I would never, ever coach any of you guys to use lack of resources as an excuse to not get the systems and process and investing in yourself that you need, especially today. You know, would it be great to have someone like me walk you through? Absolutely. That's a great thing. Are there books out there? I've written a book. It's $20 on Amazon. There's lots of great books out there. So the whole, I don't have the money is a cop out, right? And again, a book isn't the same as a coach and a mentor that they're going to walk you through, but you can still get a ton. So really, and again, I used to do that before I spent, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars on masterminds. I spent thousands of dollars on books and I read them, right? So do not use the excuse of, I don't have the money to invest in myself. Well, then you really shouldn't be in business, right? Because you're it. I'm 46 and this is my, I don't even know, fifth, sixth, seventh business, but I've had multiple businesses since I was 20. The investment I make in myself lasts, right? Every business other than this one that I've invested in, I sold that to somebody. I got paid for it, but I'm not getting paid on anymore. Every investment I've made in my brain, I'm still getting paid on. So you've absolutely got to kill forever if you want to be an entrepreneur. If you want to work for someone, do what you want to do. If you want to be an entrepreneur, cleaning company or otherwise, you've got to kill this. I don't have money to pay someone else for their systems or shortcuts, their experience. That guy spent millions of dollars figuring this crap out. I don't have the money to pay him. That's nutballs, especially when books exist for $20, right? We got to reshift that too. I don't have money to figure this out on my own and make millions of dollars and take 20 years to do it. So please, please, please don't use that as an excuse for yourself. The last thing that we got to get over is, again, kind of the overvaluing of systems is, well, who I am and what I believe have nothing to do. Someone would just, it's business is like a recipe. Someone would just tell me this much flour, this much sugar, this many eggs, cook at this temperature, right? I'm not a good cook, but if you gave me simple instructions like that, I could do it. And so could you guys. That's a system. Business is a little more complex than that, right? So we have to be the right person. So again, it's this weighting of, we don't want to undervalue systems, but we don't want to overvalue them. And again, systems are dependent on a good leader to execute them, a good culture to execute them in the right light and be able to contextualize when something goes wrong, because things are always changing in business, right? If you're like, every time something new happens, I'll write down what happened, write down what to do, and then I'll have a binder of what to do. Problem is, I've been doing this 26 years, my binder would still be going. Every day there's a new circumstance, right? What systems would you have for COVID? You can't, because it never happened before. You'd have to have a team of people that believe in the same core values and a culture of success. Then we could implement systems, and all that comes from the leader. So I wish I could tell you, again, this would be better for me. Hey, guy, and there's markers out that'll tell you this, I'd be wary of them. Just give me a bunch of money and we don't have to change you at all. If you just give me a bunch of money, I'll whisper to you the secrets of how to do business and then you'll be rich. If that was the case, it would be in a book and everybody would be rich. The reality is we have to change you first, right? So first and foremost, who you are as the owner has got to be right. And that's going to flow down. If you are the right person, you'll attract the right people. The right owner, the right leader with the right team can absolutely make the right systems be worth millions of dollars. The wrong leader is always going to attract the wrong team, and the wrong leader and the wrong team, those systems that might be worth millions of dollars in the right person's hand are virtually worthless, if not completely worthless, in the wrong person's hands. So the good news is, once you get this in place, once you become the right person, it's very easy to attract the right people. Once you attract the right people, then we get you the right systems. Holy heck, it is like pouring fuel on the fire, baby. It goes and it becomes natural to grow. It's just a normal, like we always grow 30, 50, 100% a year. That's just how this is. And you get comfortable spending time on your business, on the higher level things that really bring value, as opposed to in it, kind of cleaning and running and doing it and doing it and doing it and doing it. So if any of this has rung true and you're like, holy crap, I would like help with this. This is exactly what I need. This is what we do all day, every day. We'd be honored to be able to help you. We have served, if you go to growmycleaningcompanyreviews.com, there's over 100 stories of folks that we've been able to walk through this. If you would like us to walk you through it, the first step in the process is just to jump on the phone with one of our coaches. There's nothing for sale. There's nothing, you can bring your credit card. They can't even take your money. It's really just to find out where you're at, where you want to be, and help you get clear. If that's something you want, go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. I think the lovely Lindsay's here. She will chat with you and let us help you get clear. But reality, guys, gals, is, again, I wish when I started in business, again, it showed you how old I am, 25 years ago, there was no internet. There was no, I mean, holy crap, I had a ServiceMaster franchise and I thought their systems would help me, but they just didn't give any real data on how to grow me as a leader, how to grow me as a business person, right? It was just about, here's how to strip a floor and here's how to do a P&L sheet, which are all valuable stuff, but they didn't really teach me how to grow. And there was no internet where I could have found someone that knew how to do this. But so I was kind of forced to spend decades and hundreds of thousands of dollars figuring it out, making stupid mistakes. And I'll be honest with you, a little inside baseball, the best job in the world is to get to hang out with people like you and help you make smarter, better mistakes than I made and avoid a lot of the brain damage I went through. And it's just so great to see you guys grow faster and smarter than I do. So all that to say, you're amazing. Can't wait to hang out with you. GrowingCleaningCompany.com/talk. One of our coaches would love to jump on the phone, see if we can help you get some clarity on how to get these systems into your life. And hopefully I will get to talk to you guys soon. Oh, Eric says, getting ready to open a cleaning business first of next year. I got to tell you two things. One, now's a great time to own a cleaning business. Holy heck, as this COVID thing ends and everything starts opening back up again, but sanitization, disinfecting is top on every mind. Holy crap, this is the best time to start a business. That said, Eric, if you're getting ready to start a business next year, I wouldn't even think about it till next year, right? If and when, guys, we're going to do this, it's going to take a ton of time. I would be all in focus. When you're ready to start, start now. But if it's 6 months from tomorrow, I'd start dealing with it 6 months from tomorrow. Anyway, you guys are great. Hope to talk to you all soon. Go put in some systems, share in our Facebook group the wins that you have, and we can all come around and support you and tell you how great you are, and we'll get better together, guys. Talk to you soon. Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.